Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yay! What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Welcome to the big show.
Happy Friday. Good morning.
Just feels so much different. I don't know if it's like a coming off an O's big win. Baseball's here. We got warm weather this weekend. There's just a lot to feel good about. Did you see this? That Gen Z is coming back to the radio in record numbers.
Oh, that's nice.
78% of Gen Z now listens to the radio, which is awesome. I feel like millennials, we were kind of getting unexcited about the radio because everything was going digital. And now apparently Gen Z is getting sick of the radio. I'm getting sick of digital, so they're coming back to the radio. So all of our Gen Z folks that are there, welcome back, by the way. It's good to have you here. I get it, by the way, man. I'm so burnt out. I think digital, like everything got so... There's so many damn apps now for everything. Mm-hmm. There's so many, like, Charlotte and I were talking yesterday about AI. Mm-hmm. Like, AI, like, everything's getting so overwhelming with AI now where, like, every picture is AI, every caption is AI.
It's hard to even actually see photos of people that you're connected to because your timeline is just inundated with like reels and
you
videos and influencers
products.
And yes, oh my God,
ads.
Products and ads and so many things. And so it's really hard to like actually see. You kind of have to like type in their name, which is kind of a little difficult because not all of your loved ones actually have their first and last name.
Right.
So if you want to check on someone, you're like, wait, what's their handle? Again,
how
you kind of have to like
them?
Do your own work to go see their stuff and check in on them, like, versus like having your timeline be your people,
right?
You know,
yeah. And like different friends, I feel like keep up with different platforms.
Totally.
So
yeah.
Some people might not have posted on Instagram since like 2020 or Facebook.
Right.
So you have to like be like, okay, where are they active? Like what state are you living in?
Right. I'm on Zugazaga now. You're like Zugazaga. I don't have that app. Like I'm on Zigawiga. Like
it's
I don't know what that is. Like,
One of my friends, literally, she told me it took her forever, but she was just so over it. And I don't know if any of us, and when the last time any of us have actually done this, she legitimately went through all of her followers on Instagram and Facebook and just deleted a bunch of people. Because also, it's like who you're following over the years. Sometimes, like, celebrities and, like, just random people and random accounts.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, all of that pushes out your actual friends and family.
Yeah.
And she was like, honestly, it took me forever. And she also just... she just had her son a year ago, and so that was something she wanted to do because she wanted to share a lot of content of him online.
Right.
And the only people she wanted seeing him were
That's
people that she
too.
Knew. Mm-hmm. But she was like, "Girl, let me tell you. When I tell you, it took me hours to do this forever.
Like, I don't need Justin Guarini's updates anymore from 2002.
I kind of want those though.
But it's honestly, tell me this: social media is kind of like getting like going through your cell phone contacts nowadays. You ever go through your cell phone contacts and you're like, I have no idea.
Oh, wait, that's true. I don't even know the last time I did that either.
Who that person even is anymore.
Yeah.
Like who is Jeff Bank? I don't even know who that is anymore.
Yeah.
Like Mindy Barr. I'm not even sure who that human is.
It's true.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
We got an O's win for opening day, and some history was actually made as well. If you didn't know, Tyler O'Neill hit a 3-run home run, extending his major league record by hitting a home run for a 6th straight opening day. And the Orioles hit a franchise record with 6 opening day home runs for a 12-2 victory over the Blue Jays on Thursday. The O's hit 4 opening home day runs in 1982 and 2006, so that's pretty incredible. The O's play again tonight for game 2 in their 4-game series with the Blue Jays tonight at 7:07 p.m.
Number 2.
Amid concerns around its Chapter 11 bankruptcy, Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has now issued an alert in connection to genetic information company 23andMe. So the service collects and analyzes people's genetic code and uses the DNA samples to help them trace their ancestry. You can also detect personal health risks. So there are questions around how 23andMe's bankruptcy will affect the protection of consumers' genetic information. Last year, they actually experienced a data breach that compromised over 7 million people's info. And the company has said that they do intend to continue operating through their bankruptcy proceedings. Brown says that Marylanders should very much so consider deleting their accounts to protect their personal information.
Yeah, last year freaked me out enough. I did one, like, I don't know, 10 years ago. And it's just, once you see the information, you're kind of like, cool, got it. Like, I just don't need that data out there anymore. So I guess, was it earlier this week where I was like, okay, like, that data's got to go. I deleted my account. Like, I just, like, so this, what are you going to do with it?
This news came out at the beginning of this week. But obviously now with, you know, with Anthony Brown issuing an alert to Marylanders, I attempted to delete my information a couple of days ago. And just if you try to do it, just be aware that it like, my app kept crashing down.
Oh, really?
And I kept having to, like, redo and re-enter my information to try and attempt to delete my account.
Oh, wow.
So just be prepared for that, because a lot of people are trying to do that right now, too.
Number one.
Megan Fox and her ex-fiance, Machine Gun Kelly, have welcomed a baby girl yesterday. Congratulations to them. As of last night, the baby's name has not been announced yet. This is Megan's first daughter. She shares three sons with ex-husband Brian Austin Green. And this is MGK's second. He shares a 15-year-old daughter with his ex-girlfriend. But apparently, there is some beef going down between MGK and Brian Austin Green. Green shared a screenshot of a direct message he received from MGK, who seemed pretty irritated about being asked when the baby was going to be due. MGK told him, "Stop asking when our child is going to be born. Quit calling TMZ and focus on an apology you owe me for speaking my name in public. You chose to mess with the wrong one, Mr. Child Actor. Go back to cereal commercials." And then Brian's fiance got involved, and she stepped in to clarify that Megan and Brian's kids are actually very excited to have a baby sister, and the kids were the ones who were asking when she was going to arrive. And a source previously shared with People that Fox is very grateful for the parenting support that she still gets from Green.
Jess says congratulations. I don't know if I say congratulations, man. Like, this is like the messiest couple. I just don't know that, like, them having another baby. Listen, babies are great. That's cool. But, like, God, this couple's already so messy. And, like, adding another baby into the situation. And, like, day one, we already fighting. We already got Brian Austin Green in the mix already. Like, God, why? Why is it already messy? Already?
I know. I kind of wish that Brian Austin Green didn't share that information and, like, post it online. I just feel like at that point...
Of course he is.
There's gonna... But is Brian Austin Green, like, messy like that?
They're all messy. They're,
yeah.
The situation's never not... We've never messy. I mean, have you ever... The names Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly, and Brian Austin Green, and it not been messy? That's what,
well,
I'm saying.
They were happy for a long time. I think something's happened. Like, obviously they were happy and they were engaged and things were going great. And then they weren't. And, like, it's like you can't, you know, and at that point she was already pregnant. So you have to make the best of the situation. And no matter what, like, the baby should be loved and the baby should be celebrated.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
What I hate about it is, like, for the first 30 seconds of that story, I dropped my guard and I was like, okay, I'm going to be really positive about this and, like, be happy for them. And the second you were, and Brian Austin Green dropping some messages. And I'm like, here we go.
Like, but it's like kind of Brian Austin Green. Like, why are you trying to take away the shine from, like, why are you going to post that? You know what I mean? Like, can we just focus on the baby being born?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is Jess, and that's your top three. So a plumber is making national news this morning for something he did, but I want to see who you think is in the wrong here. A plumbing company in Indiana is in the news after a customer didn't pay for their service, so they went back and reclogged their pipe. Thai Bistro and Bar in Evansville, Indiana, their grease trap was overflowing, so they hired a company called Irvin Plumbing to deal with it. Okay. They cleared the clog. They charged them about $235, and the restaurant paid for the service. But then the pipe got clogged again 3 days later. The plumber came back, cleared the pipe a second time, but this time the restaurant was charged $390 because it was an emergency and not during their normal times of operation. Yeah. But the restaurant refused to pay because they're saying they should stand behind their work. Like, there's no reason why the pipe should have been clogged again. So the next day, the plumber came back and he had accessed the pipe from the outside and put in a balloon in there so it clogged up and they weren't able to drain it. So this is the owner of the restaurant speaking on the situation. Take a listen.
Is this really happening?
So this was the first invoice, basically explaining all the work he did. And then this is the second one, basically doing the same exact work, and he charges double.
If we were to leave the balloon in there, it would overflow the restaurant with water, dirty water that's going down the grease trap. And basically, we would have to shut down.
I don't have a magic wand I can wave and remove all of the garbage and debris from the drain line. We can snake it. We can verify that it's open and working correctly, which is what we did.
So long story short, this guy goes back because he's not paid for the job.
He completed the job.
Right.
And they refuse to pay him. They just refuse to pay for the service. So he goes back the next day and he reclogs it and puts a balloon in there. And the restaurant was they paid him because otherwise the kitchen was going to flood with water.
I don't think I'm mad about this. I don't think I'm mad about this at all.
Well, the restaurant is filing a complaint to the Better Business Bureau.
Well, what's wrong about that, right? I mean, is that the wrong? I mean, you said, hey, come out here. I'm going to give you some money to do a job. That was the agreement. So the guy comes out. He does the job. He's not paid for it. So let's put it back to the state that it was in if you're not going to pay for it, right? Like, I did a show, this is years ago now, and this is a true story. A guy called in and said he was a contractor. He was building a deck for somebody, right?
Yeah.
He built the deck, and I think maybe he was paid 50% up front to build the deck.
Right,
well,
deposit.
The customer never literally paid for the rest of the deck. He went over in the middle of the night, ripped the deck off the back of the house.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah, no, that made headlines.
Like, literally, I mean, isn't that kind of how this works? Like, if you're not going to pay for the service that you agreed to do, like, can't you just agree that, like, yo, I'm going to clog your drain back then?
I do agree with the plumber because I don't get the point that the restaurant is making, like, it shouldn't have gotten clogged again. Yo, if your pipes are whack, like, what is he supposed to do? But I don't know. They're literally filing a complaint, so I don't know how this is going to go. But yeah. I do think the plumber was in the right in this situation.
I think so too. Yeah.
Well, this is Jess, and now you know.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
All right, let's go. $1,000 in free gas. Play this game in your car, too, maybe with the kids. See how many of these seven questions you can answer. One day I want you to, like, be brave, call the show, play along in real time with us, and see how you could actually be. Okay, so caller number 10 is going to play for real today. Who is this?
Good morning. This is John.
What's up, John?
Hey, John. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
We ready to do this, guy? $1,000 in free gas?
Yeah, hold on. Call my wife, Jenna, who's right around here, too.
Yo, what's up, Jenna? Wait, where's she at? Jenna! Jenna, hurry! Come here!
Hi, Jenna!
Good morning!
Hi.
Good morning!
We ready?
We are ready to play.
Dynamic duo over here. Jenna, John, we're going to go for this $1,000 in free gas with this couple and see how we do. Jess, explain how we go with this game, and then we're going to do it.
If you can answer seven trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. John and Jenna, you ready to play?
Yep, we sure are.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one, how many minutes are there in 1.5 hours?
90.
Correct. Question number two, name the book about a young girl's diary during World War II.
Better than Frank.
Anne
Frank.
Better than Frank. I can't just take Anne Frank, unfortunately.
No.
I know. I was so afraid someone was just going to say the word Anne Frank. We're going to have to stop the game right
there. It's The Diary of Anne Frank
is the name of the book, unfortunately.
My wife is correcting me here, too.
Of course she is. I have a feeling that happens a lot in this relationship.
Sorry, John.
All right.
Sorry.
Let's play for fun. Let's just keep going here for fun. Let's see how we do.
Question number three. Which HBO series followed the lives of a group of millennials in New York City starring Lena Dunham?
Girls.
Yeah, that's girls. Yep. Number four. What family of instruments does the violin belong to?
Strings.
Yeah, strings. Okay, player boy, you play the violin. Let's go. What? Love that. Number five. Today is Friday. What day of the week was 3 days ago?
Tuesday.
Yep. Tuesday. Number six, what is the name of a female alligator?
That's a very hard one.
This one's kind of tough.
It's cow, and I don't know why.
I was going to guess cow because it tends to be, but...
Yeah, why, though?
I'm not sure
why.
You went in doubt, just
like,
say
where
cow.
But I just don't... That doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know why that is, but just know in this game, if we ever say female something, just go cow.
Actually, maybe not. Let's not do that.
I'm
thank
just
you.
Telling you. It just seems to be the answer for some reason.
Number seven, moving on. What Patrick Swayze movie is about a dance instructor at a summer resort?
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah. Jenna!
And I don't know why that is. I don't know. That's a great question, John. I think twice this week now we've had, maybe it was last week, where we've had two answers that have been about female animals being cows, and I'm not sure why that is, but...
No, it was the calf. The giraffe was the calf one.
It was
one.
The calf,
yeah.
That's right.
Had
yeah,
nothing
yeah,
to
yeah.
do with the cow.
That's right. So, John, I know, Anne Frank versus the Diary of Anne Frank.
Good job, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, listen, it's all right. It's Monday, we're going to come back. We're going to have seven more questions. I think you guys did pretty good. How are we feeling? Are we all right? We're going to hang the phone up and be okay with each other?
Yeah.
John, come on, man.
No, remember, today is National Something on a Stick Day. You guys, go roast some marshmallows, okay?
Yeah.
Please go. Go do that.
There we go.
Okay, all that's going to be your Friday night fun thing, okay?
We'll see you guys back here on Monday, okay?
For lunch.
Yeah!
There you go. And Monday, we'll see you back here for more questions, okay, guys?
Yep.
And make sure to head to Dashin' and try their Spike Burger, a griddle-pressed beef patty, crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms, provolone cheese, signature sauce, honey, and a fresh cracked egg on a brioche bun, only at Dashin'.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology? Or is yours long overdue? Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, this is Holden from Bel Air. Holden, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
The thing is, I don't want to demand an apology, but my wife, I would like her to apologize. I'd really appreciate it if she apologized for suggesting that we name our boy after her first love.
Uh-oh.
Why would she even suggest that?
I know that her high school sweetheart meant a lot to her.
Sounds terrible, by the way. That's awful.
I provided a lot of potential boys' names. I feel like I don't want my son to be kind of a constant reminder that I wasn't her first love.
Ooh,
how did we get here? Like, how did this even come up as an idea in the first place and even an option?
It did seem to be kind of something that was like pre-programmed, if you will. Like, she already knew that she wanted to name the boy. Like, we just got the gender reveal back, and she already had like James on lock.
Okay.
And James is her first love boyfriend, whatever.
Yeah, and I know that has a lot of meaning to her, but it feels like a slight, and it feels a bit like I'm just not being respected, I suppose.
Yeah. I think we all might struggle with that. I mean, let's all be in these shoes for one second, right? Like, Jess, just imagine you're firstborn and all of a sudden Garage is like, hey, it's a girl and it's going to be named my first girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, would you not be like, no, it's not. And if you push back, does she have like strong feelings about that?
So she has been pretty adamant about sticking with James, even though I've put out all these other names.
Yeah.
She's been like unwavering, and I don't know if I'm being irrational about this. I don't know if it is out of line for me to kind of put my foot down, because I really don't want to be confrontational. I want to celebrate our first child together.
Yeah.
Is it like one of those things where this is the name that she has always planned on using for her first son?
Exactly.
So, okay.
That might be one of those things, but this may be a better question for Jess than for me, because I don't really know. Do you already have like names in your head right now that you'd want to name your first kid?
There's like a small list that I've had in my head since I was like really, really young.
So like,
I just wonder if James was always a part of that. It's like, is that the real reason? So I'm just kind of curious to get her perspective on
this
it.
This is crazy. So what do you need our help with? I guess your first question, is this rational? I mean, I think he has a reason to be upset, right?
Like, uncomfortable. Yeah, I think that would make anyone uncomfortable.
Right?
And wonder why.
Collectively, do we feel like that we would all kind of be upset if our partner wanted to name our child after somebody they had especially been in love with? And I'm just dated, but like first love? I mean, don't ask me. I'm crazy. But
yeah, I mean, well, and so that's the reason that I'm calling you guys, is that I don't know how to approach it. It's been something on my mind. Again, I really don't want to be the bad guy here because
right, I know.
She's wonderful.
I got it. It's a touchy topic.
I don't want to be aggressive to her, you know?
A touchy topic. I get it. Well, let's see what we can do. If you've never been here for Forgive and Forget, this is how this works, is we reached out to Leslie and we said, hey, listen, we're a radio show here in town. We do a segment about forgiveness. There's somebody that wants to bring you on that either wants to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology. She doesn't know that it's you, by the way. So I don't know how she's going to react when she realizes that it is you. Holden, I'm going to bring in Leslie. Just don't let her know that you're on, though, until we give her a chance to guess, though, who it is, okay?
Okay. Cool. Thanks again, you guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. Thanks, man. Hang on one second. I'll bring in Leslie. Hi, Leslie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for agreeing to come on and do this today.
No, of course. I love listening to you guys. So.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. So you may have heard this before then. This is our forgiveness segment that we do on Fridays where people either want to ask for forgiveness or demand apologies. Do you have any idea, though, of maybe who might want to bring you on this segment?
I mean, I really don't.
Okay. The person that wanted to bring you on this week is your husband.
I want to address the fact that you know you're trying to name our son James after your first boyfriend, after your first love, and that hurts.
It's not about my first boyfriend. James is my father's name.
Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry. We weren't aware of that. Like, you want to name your son James after your dad. Like, that's where you're coming from?
Yes. I've always wanted to name my son after my dad. Like, my dad has been everything to me. So I just can't imagine naming my son anything else but James.
And is that both true as far as like this person being your first love? Is that true as well?
Yes, okay. My first boyfriend.
Yeah, you have to keep in mind, like, it's uncomfortable for me because we all grew up together. He was your high school sweetheart. Like, the only reason you guys really split up is because you went to different colleges. You were voted best couple for seniors. I mean, like, it's going to be this constant reminder for me.
If I wanted to be with my ex, I would be with him now. Mm. Like, maybe, yes, we split up because long distance was hard, but people do find their way back to each other. There was a reason we didn't get back together.
Yeah, and I
there's a reason why we're together.
Man,
yeah, I think, Holden, we also didn't know the fact of, like, for Leslie to say that's the name that she's wanted if she were to have a son, like, that's the name she's wanted to name her child since she was 10 years old. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's so, that has such a different meaning and more impactful meaning than what was a small blip in your guys's really just childhood.
Let me tell you something right now. You ain't my kid after no ex-boyfriend. Okay. Like there's a million names out there and none of them are getting named after anybody's exes. And that goes on both sides. I think that's gotta be a fair compromise. If anyone's listening right now thinking like, this sounds fair, it's not fair.
Leslie, does your dad know Holden feels like this?
He doesn't, but, like, I feel like he would be disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of knows that I want to name my son after him.
No, to be honest, so. If I was in this situation and my dad found out Garage Boy, like, felt this way, was saying these things that Holden was saying, I'm telling you right now, there would be an issue.
For what?
My dad would have an issue. I'm just letting you know right now.
Call your dad. Get your dad on the phone for this. This is, nobody, listen, are you guys actually okay if we take calls on this one? I think this is wild. Like, you can't name somebody's damn baby after someone's ex. If someone's upset about it.
But it's not after my ex.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It does matter.
It does matter.
I mean,
okay, you guys, I don't want to be confrontational. I love my
boy. No, I want to be confrontational.
I love you so much, but I.
No, can we take calls? Are you guys okay?
Yeah, we can outsource this.
Yeah.
Listen, Leslie and Holden are trying to name their baby, and Leslie's like, this is my dad's name. I really want to name our son this. Holden's saying, it just happens to be her first boyfriend's name. It's going to bother me, like, just doing that. Does that make it off limits, though? Who's up, Jess?
This is Brian on 1 in Baltimore.
Brian, you feel me on this, right? There's just no way. If it's somebody's ex, you just can't do it.
Okay, so in my opinion, I think that because that's his son, he should be able to name his son whatever he wants. And you're starting a whole new family, a whole new legacy. And you can give the kid your father's middle, give him the middle name. It's the middle name, Jack.
But first name feels weird, right? Because of the ex.
It does. It does.
Y'all, this is high school. I think it's so crazy that you're saying ex. This is literally high school, and it's so immature.
I understand it's high school boyfriends a long time ago.
Don't matter.
But it doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Because he has to live with that. Yep. That's for the rest of their lives. He's going to always think it's a possibility his son was named after her first love.
Well, that's a problem. That's a problem. If you're thinking your wife is doing that, I think that's a bigger issue.
But it's not a problem if your husband has concerns about it and you don't consider that.
Concerns. Oh, how about that? Concerns. Okay, thank you for calling.
This is Zach and his mom, Melissa. Now, here's the issue in this car this morning. His mom is Team Holden and Zach is Team Leslie.
Well, like, I'm glad. Okay, so for Team Holden, I'm glad you understand. But, like, for the Leslie side, why? How can you even argue that?
Well, listen, since we were on hold, I had to drop Zach off at school. So Zach is done. So his opinion is out of the
car. Interesting, right. Melissa.
Get him out of here.
How interesting.
Get him out of here.
Where is Zach?
He's wrong.
Where is Zach?
He's wrong anyway. It doesn't matter.
That's not fair.
Guys, listen, he was thinking about the feelings of the pregnant woman, okay? I completely agree with the first caller. Like, yes, the middle name, but the first name? I mean, if I had a kid and named it after my first, if the name happened to be the same as my first boyfriend, everybody would know and think it was weird, okay?
Right, exactly. Is there anybody listening right now that named their kid after someone's ex? 410-583-1065. Rachel, wrap this up for us this morning. Is it weird? I mean, Holden's saying, listen, I don't want to name our firstborn son James because my wife used to date a guy named James, but it's also the name of her father. Is he allowed to be bothered by this? Should they not just name their son that?
He is absolutely allowed to be bothered by this. Yeah. This is two people who are having a child.
Yep.
And if he is uncomfortable with it, the name is off the table, in opinion, right?
Yep.
The same way it would be if he wanted to name the baby after some guy that she thought was like a POS, right? Like, that name is off the table.
Mm.
And, like, the last thing I want to say is you brought up, like, having a child. So my husband wanted to name our dog Jessica.
Yeah.
That was his ex-girlfriend. And I was like, we're not naming the freaking dog Jessica.
Wait a minute.
Was it on purpose? Was it purposely, like, for her?
Because he thinks that she is a
Yes.
But I was like, we're not naming the dog just because I never want to think about this person ever again.
And your situation with your husband deliberately trying to do that on purpose in relations to his ex-girlfriend, yes, absolutely. I just don't think it's fair that this thing is being put on Leslie when it has nothing to do with her high school boyfriend, y'all. They were kids.
The city has spoken. Leslie, it sounds like most people are saying that it just seems a little insensitive at this point, you know?
So if we have to discuss alternative names, Holden and I will do that. Maybe James could be a middle name.
You know, I was thinking that, and that makes sense to me.
Okay.
I don't want to be disrespectful of my wife. I love you so much. Obviously, we need to talk about this. We have time before the baby comes, but I want to work on this together for you. There's going to be more discussions,
of
course.
There we go. Okay. All right, that feels good.
Parents, have you ever had to drop everything for a last-minute school event scheduled in the middle of your workday? Because Kelly Clarkson has, and she's got a bone to pick with school systems. So Kelly Clarkson was recently on Kylie Kelsey's Not Gonna Lie podcast, which I love, by the way. And
is that a Kelsey Brothers somebody?
That is Jason Kelsey's wife.
Okay.
And she has a podcast. It's really, really good. I very much enjoy it. So Kelly had some very strong words for schools scheduling events in her opinion, at the most inconvenient times and how that affects parents. Take a listen.
I don't know when the school systems thought it would be a good plan for families and their emotional stability to start having performances at 10 a.m. during the week. This just in, a lot of us work.
So Kelly is speaking from her own experience. She has a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. And honestly, I don't think that she's wrong. Like, I can't imagine being a parent and getting like a last minute email and being like, hey, tomorrow morning or later this week is your kid's performance for X, Y, and Z at 9:45. Hope you can be here. So it's like, not only is it difficult for parents who are working, but from a kid's perspective, and I don't have kids, Kramer doesn't have kids, but speaking from a kid's perspective of something that affected me when I was little, both of my parents were never able to go to anything like that at school because both of them were working multiple jobs.
Right.
The feeling of when you see other kids' parents there or that can be there, whether it be like for a performance or for some like kind of like award thing, and you're the kid who's like looking out into the crowd and wishing that like your mom or dad or some kind of family member was there. And it's just interesting. Like, why is it that way?
Well, how common is that though? And parents, you may need to help us out with this. How common is it that you get like a short heads up on stuff like this?
Mm-hmm.
Like when your kids have something that you need to be at to support them. Let's say if it's a performance, a science fair,
awards,
a field trip, an award
school,
show,
like for grades,
whatever,
and stuff like that.
Like, what kind of heads up are you typically given for that? Because like your life is already busy, so I'm just trying to figure out typically what's that advance that you're given. You want to text us 410-583-1065, because I'm just thinking, like, for example, and we're just using our show for example, let's just say like if we had to be somewhere at 8:15 on a Friday morning, like we would need probably at least a week's heads up.
In order to make that even possible.
To make that for us, for our job.
Yeah.
We would need at least probably a week's heads up. So if we're not getting the week's heads up, it probably ain't happening. At least you could probably get away with like one.
Exactly. And another thing too, where it's like, that's not something we could do all the time.
No.
Like, that's honestly something that we could rarely do. And even if we should do it in the first place. So it's like, I'm sure things are happening all throughout the school year.
Yeah.
And you want to make these things. And I'm sure that that also causes issues in your relationship with your kid. Because at that age, at that point, now I understand.
Right. We didn't
but at
then.
That age, I was heartbroken. When I tell you, I was so heartbroken.
Well, let's get your answers. Like, just text us really quick if you would. Like, what kind of heads up do you usually get about things at your kids' schools that you need to be at? You know, awards, whatever. Who's on, Jess? Who is this?
This is Sharon on 1 in Laurel.
What's up, Sharon? Good morning. Sharon?
Oh.
Hello?
Is she there?
Okay, who else we got?
This is Caitlin on 2 in Bel Air.
Hi, Caitlin. Good morning. Caitlin, you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, hi. I mean, what seems fair to you? And like, what kind of notice do you typically get for needing to be at school events?
I have a little bit of a different perspective because I'm a parent of a young child, so my child is in daycare. So daycare actually gives us like a month's notice for things that are happening during the day, which is helpful.
Yeah.
But I am a former educator, and I worked at the high school level. And I definitely feel for parents. I don't love when, you know, parents and for the kids that parents can't come because they're working. Mm-hmm. But I also kind of feel for the education system a little bit, too, because there's really not room in the budget to pay staff to be there after hours either. Mm-hmm. So, you know, teachers are already working, I mean, for like pennies an hour, essentially, with how much work they actually do.
Yeah.
Well, which is fine. But I'm guessing, like, what kind of heads up do you think parents should get then to be able to, like, be at these during,
At least a month. I mean, I know with some things that they can't do that, right? So, like, if it's like a grades ceremony, right? You have to wait till grades are final.
That's fair.
You can't. And then if they didn't do that award, they'd be getting, you know, backlash for not recognizing these kids and not celebrating it. So I feel like their hands are almost a little bit tied there too.
Yeah. But as far as like other performances, you'd say like
absolutely.
At least
a month.
You know
those are happening. Like, let's be real. The education, those things are picked so far in advance in the school year most of the time that, like, at least a month is totally reasonable.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. But, like, if it's, like, a school play or something, like, don't let me know 3 days
before.
Yeah,
at least a month would be nice. Week of, that's a little tough for everybody.
Y'all knew that was coming, so don't let me know. Don't let me know 48 hours that my kid's going to be in, you know, Beauty and the Beast. Y'all knew that was coming. All right, that's fair. Maryland just got a weird award. I don't know if we should be proud of this or not. Like, are we proud of this? Like, before we tell the award, like, are you proud of this as a Marylander, Jess, or no?
Like, I'm not mad about it, personally.
This is mixed. It's Kramer.
I like options.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Not mad about. I'm not mad about having options.
We have a lot of variety. I guess that's the good news. Maryland just got named the number one state for the best fast food scene
in the country.
In the country, the best
number one.
Charlotte.
Let's go.
The best one, baby.
The best fast food scene in the country is Maryland. Out of all the 50 estates, we have the best fast food scene.
I didn't even know there was a scene.
And yeah.
Makes me feel kind of cool.
And if you're wondering how we got to that total, it has the highest percentage of fast food restaurants in the country, with nearly half of all the restaurants in our state are fast food.
I will say there are a lot of schools here. There's a lot of colleges. There's a lot of universities, you know. I don't know if that, I just felt like maybe that might have something to do with it as well, like in all of those areas.
Yeah.
Because we do have so many universities and colleges and JCs and all that kind of stuff. And typically those are the kind of restaurants in those areas too.
I guess now that I think about it, I mean,
there's a ton.
A lot of restaurants that I go to are fast food restaurants. I don't really go to a lot of like sit down-ish style restaurants. Most of the places that I go to are going to be these fast kind of like just pick up kind of places compared to maybe other states that I've lived in the past.
Do you mean Chipotle only,
like,
one?
Well, yeah, like Chipotle. Like, yeah. there's this burger place in Whole Foods.
Okay.
Which is like
I don't think that's what they're considering in the fast food.
But it
scene,
is fast
though,
food.
My guy.
But it is. It's a fast food kind of pick up a burger and go kind of
like
place.
It's like Qdoba, Honeygrow.
Right. Like,
like that's all fast food, right?
Okay.
Are we considering?
Yeah. It's all these kind of fast, like this kind of fast pick up and go kind of places, you know?
I think it makes sense for like the East Coast style lifestyle where it's like you're so busy, everything's so fast. And on the go constantly. Yeah. Like,
I mean, New York got second. We got first and New York got second.
Mm. Right. So I don't know if you're feeling proud about that. I mean, I think it's cool. I don't know how you're digesting that, but Maryland, there you go. Best state for the fast food scene. All right. You've waited all week for this. You've earned this. We call this Friday Cry-day.
It's time for Friday Cry Day! Feels good to let it out.
You earned these tears. Congratulations. Welcome to Friday Cry Day, y'all. If you don't know what this is really a Maryland tradition. This is about as iconic as going to an O's game at this point, I'd say, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much become a staple here. Staple here on the show.
So welcome. If you've never been here before, this is my friend Jess, and she's a very sensitive person, and we've made a little game out of this, where Jess on Fridays tells you three potential reasons of why she may have cried as a sensitive person, and you, as an educated person, try to guess which one of these three reasons really made her cry. So think of it as like two lies and a truth, but like the crying edition, okay?
Exactly.
So, let's get started with the tears and Friday Cry-day with story number one.
Story number one. The other night, I was extremely excited to make a sandwich. And if you don't know this about me, I take making a sandwich very, very seriously. Because I knew I had one last Grillo's pickle waiting for me. These are my favorite pickles, okay? If you've never tried one, Grillo's, oh my God. Like, I can't even get into it. Anyways, I opened the fridge because I knew there was one last pickle left. And the container is gone. Not one pickle in sight. So I walk into the other room and ask my husband, Garage Boy, did you eat the last pickle? And he shrugs and he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, so you're just like betraying people now?
It's the worst feeling.
Is that like, that's a crime. Personally, that goes down as a crime in marriage in my book. Yeah. I literally had a full on meltdown about this pickle and I lost it.
It feels like in a relationship, if there's one left, who does get it? Does he even like pickles?
I think the person who gets it is the person who got it and the person whose favorite it is.
Yeah.
And replace it. Like I'm not mad about it, but he knows like they're my favorite thing in the world.
We should talk about this next week. Like in a relationship, there's one left. Like who really is entitled to it? We should like put a definition on that. Okay. Story number two.
This is a garage boy themed, by the way. Okay. Every week. My husband works out with me and my trainer, Luke at Merit. It's our thing. So I texted him saying I actually had to switch the day this week. No response. That's fine. He's a busy man. I show up at the gym expecting our usual workout, but there's Garage Boy already there doing his own thing, like alone. And I don't know if you follow me on social media, but this man was so far away doing his own thing. I literally had to zoom in on him and was like, hello, is that you? And I walk up and I'm like, oh, so you're just going to not work out with me? I didn't know. And he's like, I didn't know we were doing it.
We were doing that now.
In the middle of the gym, I literally had a meltdown because I'm like, how are you about to abandon me like this? And he was like trying to figure out if I was serious or not.
Story number three.
So, Garage Boy also changed his alarm sound this week.
Y'all had a rough week.
Without warning. Okay. Add this to the list of topics for couples. If y'all are going to change an alarm sound, I think that also needs to be a topic of discussion in home. So, I'm a dead asleep, right? Sleeping. This horrifying, aggressive noise blasts through our room. I literally jolted from my slumber. Wake up in fear. My heart is racing. I'm terrified.
So he has to run this by you?
And you know when like you're so scared that you start crying because you're like terrified It's dark? I was like, what is going on? And he was like, oh, I changed my alarm sound.
That should have been a group decision.
And I was like, cool. Oh, sweet. It's 3:15. Not going to fall asleep now. Great. Nice. Love that for us.
We should have discussed this before.
Cool. If it's not like a fairy, wonderful, calming sound, and I get it. Like, I get that certain people can't wake up to certain sounds. That's not the issue here. But if you are going to change it to the that one where it sounds like a fire alarm, I think that's something you should tell the love of your life. I think it is.
I think it's the pickles. I don't know why, but my gut's saying pickles, but it's your game. What do you think? Which one has really made Jess cry? Let's go to Katie in Glen Arm. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. It's Friday. You know what I mean? It's going to be a beautiful weekend here in Maryland. Everything's great. Which one of these was the real cry, you think?
I think story number one, the pickles.
The pickles. Why pickles?
The Grillo's pickle.
Well, yeah, exactly. I think story number two and three, you're just more angry about than sad.
Okay.
The pickles is sad.
The deduction, pretty smart. I don't disagree with her, honestly. Was that the real cry this week, Jess?
I was sobbing over Grillo's pickles this week, people. Sobbing! Okay, also, here's my thing. Let me tell you. There are very few things that I allow myself to indulge in, like during the week, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or just in general, to be honest. And Grillo's pickles.
That's your thing?
Is one of them.
Yeah.
I love them so much. They're so good. And I knew there was one left. And when I open the fridge and I see that it's gone, my whole body got hot. Like I go to him and I'm like, I think I was started crying because I'm like, I literally was like, you know how much I love these. Why would you do it? And at this point, before you say, Jessica, why didn't you get in the car and go to Sprouts and get another? Because
great question.
It was too late. You know when it's like too late and you think you have something and you don't?
Yeah.
You know?
But like, why couldn't he have, why, like how it, I guess my question is, how was it just your pickle.
No, it was it was ours, but pickle, like but those y'all's. But those are it's okay. Let me change that. Those are mine that I share with him. Okay, because those are my treats, and he knows that. And so I get them for us, but he knows that they're mine, and he knows. And also, Garage Boy could care less about Grillo's pickles. It's the fact that he
so
was
he
like,
just happened to open up the fridge.
I was
and
like,
just
oh, there's pickle. And I'm like, but snack. you know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay, well there you go. Hey,
okay,
Pickle Meltdown won your prize this week, Katie. Congratulations. Like I said, you just never know how this game's going to go. We call it Friday Cryday. We'll play again next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.